WBEZ is supported by Chicago Humanities, presenting live events with historians Doris Kearns Goodwin and John Meacham, comedian Reggie Watts and filmmaker Miranda July, and artists Hebrew Brantley and Amanda Williams in conversation, plus MSNBC chief correspondent Ali Velshi on small yet powerful acts of courage throughout history. Tickets for these events and more conversations on arts, culture, and current affairs at chicagohumanities.org.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. With help from the state, the city of Chicago is combining their homeless shelter and migrant systems. The One System initiative will shift shelter management from a private healthcare company to the nonprofit workforce. More than 25 community-based providers will work with the State Department of Human Services to lead the effort. Sam Paylor Ponce with the Chicago Coalition for the Homeless says new arrivals will have more resources available to them, like job training. But the long-term goal should be
funding permanent housing solutions so people can more quickly move through the continuum, as opposed to what we currently see is chronic homelessness.
The first phase of the plan will launch at the end of this month. Chicago Congresswoman Delia Ramirez wants to transition all of the nation's public housing stock into zero-carbon, electrified homes. Ramirez explained her plans yesterday in Humboldt Park. She calls it the Green New Deal for public housing,
which is going to have more than $100 billion of assistance for municipalities, for affordable housing developers to do this kind of work. It's so critical. We need it right now.
She introduced the bill this week. The new legislation would cut the U.S.'s annual carbon footprint by 5.7 million metric tons. That's the equivalent of taking over a million cars off the road. Some parents are pushing back against the potential closure of a bilingual school in suburban Skokie. Andrea Martinez moved to the northern suburb so her son could attend the Dr. Bessie Rhodes School of Global Studies, the only bilingual kindergarten through eighth grade public school in the district. So she's disappointed by the news of the school potentially closing due to the district's financial woes and declining enrollment. She and other parents are now asking themselves questions like,
okay, what do I do now? You know, now I have to figure out where my son's going to go. I moved here for the school, so if he doesn't go to these schools, then why did I move here?
The district is holding public hearings to discuss the potential closure. It's also opening a new bilingual school, but it will only run through fifth grade. Loyola University Chicago is working to establish a pipeline into neuroscience careers for local middle and high schoolers. The university is partnering with the philanthropic Dana Foundation as part of their new initiative for neuroscience and society. Bill Rocklin is an associate professor of developmental neurobiology at Loyola.
Neuroscience is a great point of entry for STEM study in general, and STEM is an area where people study the objective truth or try to, and so it's a mechanism for developing critical thinking skills.
Rockland tells WBEZ's Reset the new initiative includes after-school programs where teens have ethical debates about neuroscience topics. Something else you should know today. A major bond rating agency has again upgraded Illinois' credit rating. Moody's Investor Service upgraded State of Illinois bonds from stable to positive while maintaining their A3 rating. That rating signifies the bonds have a low risk of default. Moody's says the state continues to improve its fund balances and cash reserves, but continues to be weighed down by the highest pension burden in the nation. It's also growing more slowly than neighboring states. Illinois has received nearly a dozen credit rating upgrades since the summer of 2021. Today's weather, it will be cloudy with temperatures reaching the mid-40s. The National Weather Service says a cold night is coming tonight, and sensitive plants should be protected. They suggest covering plants or even bringing them inside. Tomorrow, similar weather conditions with temperatures reaching the mid-50s. Later today, the Chicago Palestine Film Festival is on its 23rd year and still going strong. The 2024 festival started over the weekend to sold-out audiences. My Rundown co-host Aaron talks to the executive director and one of this year's filmmakers. That conversation is today at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.